Okay. Gamers.
Okay, roll the meeting door. Minutes are going around. Dino Don signed them. Here comes Kenny. Here comes Pete.
I thought
you were going to sit there, so I put this here.
Oh, I thought Pete was going to sit there, so I didn't go around.
Wherever you guys want to go.
Don doesn't have cooties.
Not yet. No.
Next month.
Well, we don't have it for a possible public hearing for the local law. We're just going to discuss it.
Right.
Abe Markowitz.
Abe, okay. We have Detective also, isn't it?
Detective Sergeant.
Okay, Detective Sergeant Markowitz.
But it couldn't make a bit of difference, no.
Well, I want to, you know. Kent has the red car when he leaves down the parking lot.
Abe knows he's my favorite, so it's all right.
So he'll let you cross the county line before they have somebody else pull you over.
I didn't know that, but apparently I know that now.
Okay, anyway, we're going to have a discussion on the false alarm proposed public law, and then hopefully then we'll have it on our agenda for next month to bring it for public hearing. So I know Abe has been here several times.
This is it.
We do appreciate
your
perseverance and hanging out with us. We'll be back. So,
Do the resolutions first?
Nah, I don't want him to cut. He's good enough to come in. Unless he's on overtime. He's on OT, and we could delay a little bit.
I am, but if I'm out of here in the next few minutes, I'll forego it.
Okay, all right. Okay, so go ahead for the proposed local.
In the simplest words I can make it, it was an idea that I came up with a few years ago to try to reduce the number of false alarms that we keep going to every year. Every time I've made this presentation, I update the numbers. The numbers have been approximately the same every year since 2010. I just pulled 2014's numbers year to date. We're on 2010, 1252, 2011, 1233, 2012, 1202. 2013, 1214, these are all false alarms we're going to. And 2014, 924, which puts us on a projection to be right around 1200, 1250. It's the same thing. The state police, same thing. And the three barracks, they go to about 1500 a year. So these are, some of these numbers are, get canceled prior or whatever, but plus or minus 1200 times a year, we're putting wheels in the wrong direction or in the direction of a call that doesn't really exist. And
go ahead, Ken.
Just a quick question. That's just that's not dispatched by. That's specifically sheriff's officers, or is that including all the towns we dispatch for?
It would that include if it came in and
sometimes.
If it came in Shandaken, we dispatched for Shandaken.
Right.
So if they were on duty, we would dispatch
and
them. If they were
Shangam and everyone else.
Correct.
Okay.
But the thing to remember is not every police department dispatches always. So, carry, for example, Ellenville, we carry them on the midnight shift.
Right.
So there's not a midnight dispatcher.
Yep.
Rosendale doesn't always have a dispatcher. So sometimes it'll go directly to them. Sometimes it'll roll to us.
Right.
Or if there is a dispatcher working and they don't get to the call by the third, fourth ring, then it rolls to us. If we have, if we dispatch for them.
Right.
So, sir.
Good question. Has there ever been an incident, false alarm or alarm, that has caused anybody to be called away from, say, an accident or another incident at that time?
For sure. I cannot give you a case number right now or say, hey, on this date this happened, but I've been doing this going on 15 years, and the first seven seven, almost eight were in uniform, and it was not uncommon if calls start to stack up, hey, you gotta go here, you gotta go there, now you got or you're going to this call and you got to get rerouted to this one, or you got, hey, I need one of you to leave this accident because we got this alarm call. It does happen. It happens.
I can tell you of an instance in the town of Shangum. I can tell you an instance in the town of Shangum where it wasn't a false alarm, but there was a false alarm that our town police were dispatched to. They were dispatched to a FedEx delivery because the FedEx driver was using a budget truck. They backed up into somebody's driveway, and there was a multiple car, huge property damage accident caused by it. So, you know, you've got deputies and police officers that are responding to a call. You know, if they end up getting into a wreck for a false alarm, that's another issue. You can deal with, you know, loss of life or loss of property.
I understand that, but I'm just curious if there were different incidents that occurred, and while you are in the process of dealing with them, while the sheriff's department was in the process of dealing with it, were they called away? And if they were called away at that time, who continued with the incident? Was it the state police?
Yeah, I can tell you, Pete, if it was us, if there was an accident, say in Port Ewan, and we needed two cars to stay on that accident, and our next closest car, the next available car, whether it was us or the state police, were, say, up in West Hurley or Woodstock or Shandaigan, then they would have to travel down if those two cars needed to stay on the accident scene. So now you got a car coming from Woodstock, maybe going all the way down to West Park if there was no other closer unit to handle that alarm.
Which means,
but it has happened.
Oh, sure.
And which means if there's a call in Woodstock,
that car's down here.
Yeah. The car somewhere else.
That sort of happens routinely. We go with the flow of calls.
So, yeah, Don?
Do you have it broken down by town? Is it two or three towns giving you 80%, or is it spread out, or do we have the numbers handy?
I don't have it broken down by town. It could be broken down by town if need be.
Well, the question that I would have is, do we have towns that are using the sheriff as their primary police vehicle? Is it for the towns that have paid police, are they the ones that are calling in for extra assistance, or the towns that do not have anyone calling the sheriff as their primary?
Primarily, it is townships that have no other police agency, primarily. Mm-hmm. However, there are instances where if, I don't know, just Woodstock comes to mind, for example, if Woodstock's busy on something else and they get an alarm come in and they don't have an available car, it's not uncommon for them or any other police department.
What I'm trying to figure out is who is causing the problem for 1,200 call-outs.
We can find that out for you, Don, and I don't think that any specific town, the busier the place, the more alarms that you're going to have going, other than residential alarms. We can find out for you what townships in the city have the most alarms.
That becomes a cost and a problem, depending upon how it breaks out, for those towns that choose not to have police departments and pay the salaries and all of that. For the people that do have, or the towns that do have, police departments on a 24-hour basis or even less sometimes, but they're paying for that police department now. They have, at least in my town, we have an alarm law that I helped move in at the time. And about alarm laws, they're very, they can be onerous in a lot of ways, unintended, not nobody's intention, but they can cause problems. But if it's being dealt with within the towns, then I have to look at where is it not being dealt with and why is it not being dealt with in those towns? Why don't they have their own alarm laws? Why does this exist, I guess is what I'm saying. And if in order to do that, I would need to know how many and where. And before we would move any further, if we don't know what the problem is, we're offering a solution to a problem.
Well, we know what the problem is. The problem is answering
who?
False alarms.
Who? Who's causing the problem?
Well, the alarm companies, probably,
no.
I think.
If it's somebody that's not willing to put in a law, a local law, that resolves the problem, then it becomes everybody's problem.
Well, you take the town of Warsaw.
Okay.
They don't have a police department. So I'll take Samaritan as a good example, because if they're not dispatched, I'll say at least almost once a week, probably on average, to Samaritan Village for a false alarm. But it's going to be SP or sheriff.
That's fine. We'll know what it is. But until I know what the numbers are by town, and at least be able to look at them and say, what does it really mean?
Today's Monday. I guarantee you by the middle or the end of the week, I can have that.
Well, that's fine.
Okay.
You know, that,
Is there anybody that, any vendor, you know, proprietor who has an alarm system, are there any that have, that you go to more often than others? I'll leave it at that. In other words, because they just, they know that there's no ordinance in place. You go, you may go to the same place 10 times in 1 year, as opposed to going to a person once in 1 year.
Sure.
Are there places that are more words, frequent than others? Absolutely.
More frequent than others. You find yourself going to a certain place more often than you do any sure. other place.
I can speak, again, my personal experience is a little bit dated because I haven't been in uniform in a while, but I know that there was a period of time when I think it was the post office in West Hurley at one point. We were going there sometimes two and three times a shift until we finally got a hold of somebody and said, this is not okay.
Post office.
I'm almost certain it was the West Hurley Post
Office. Yes, it was, and it's still an issue.
So it's still an issue. So there, my experience has been the multiple times in like one shift, multiple times in a couple of days, were more apt to be commercial establishments.
Steward shops.
The steward shop in Port Ewan was a yep. bit. In fact, since you mentioned, that reminds me. Once I used to work out of the Esopus station, and that's when this first kind of started. I'm like, you know, this is silly. We're running around with these silly calls. And I got talking with their building department. They're like, well, we have an ordinance for that. I'm like, well, why aren't we doing it? Like, why aren't we enforcing it? And Stewart's was just a chronic offender at the time. And they actually, they got their couple of grace ones and so forth. And then they started getting hammered. The Stewart's started getting hammered. And they actually paid it. And then it stopped. I don't know if that's I don't know that Stewart's has been an issue.
Well, that becomes the genesis right. of my question. Is to, I don't know that Hurley has an ordinance, not to my knowledge.
I only brought one slide with me, which was the numbers. I have two. I can tell you who has and who. 12 municipalities have them, and 13 do not.
Well, then, Mike.
I think Hurley is one that does not.
Right, so what do we need to continue? My question is the 13 that don't, are they causing the problem for the 12 that do?
I understand your question. I don't believe so. Well,
the numbers will show
the distribution.
I'll have it to you by the end of the week. I agree with Abe. I don't think they do either, but I'll have it to you.
Yeah, just the distribution, it's a place to start.
Yep. The distribution has been more uniform than not, I would say.
Well, 1,200 is a lot. So I want to see that distribution. Somebody's distributing too much.
Well, for example, I would expect to see more in the town of Ulster than I would in the town of Denning.
Does the town of Ulster have a law?
Yes, they do. If you want, I'll just go. The slide. The slides are up on my.
It's not another couple of days isn't going to matter. Right, so we don't have to go.
Abe can send me his slides, and I'll give it to Jay. She can get it.
I just want to know how that distribution works, amongst other things in the law. That's
25. Alarms a week.
It's three and a half a day.
Yeah, easily.
Well, it's 1,200 is 1,200. 1,200 is 100 a month. So 100 a month.
25 a week.
25 a week. So you're going to 25 false alarms a week.
On average, sure.
All right. So let's do.
That's fine.
Let's do this then. We have a copy of the proposed law. We get the numbers and the breakdown. Would you like to have an additional meeting this month or before?
Well, I have a whole bunch of questions for the law.
Okay, well.
I mean, I read the law three, four times now.
Okay.
And things have popped out at me that I'm interested in finding out about. Okay. So that's going to take some time and require some information.
Okay, is it something that we can write in question form and get back to the sheriff's office?
I think it needs a discussion because they're not black and white answers.
Okay.
All right,
we'll have plenty of time for a discussion because I'm putting it in next month.
Do what you want.
Okay. All right.
Right. There's no point in having a public hearing until you have.
Would you like an additional meeting this month?
I would like a meeting where we can get down to the nuts and bolts of the law itself.
Okay. Then.
And if we want to go waste our time on a public hearing and have major changes that would require another one, we can certainly do that
to help us.
Well.
Hold on. Get our trousers.
That's fine. My trousers are just fine.
Okay. Why don't we then, if we can put our questions down on in writing, get them to the sheriff's office so they can start answering some of those.
They'll be able to bring other questions too.
Okay. I understand that, but
to ask the question about how many happened in the town of Warsing, and the gentleman says, geez, I don't know, I'll have to find out. Then we're asking questions we can't get answers. So if we can allow him to do some of his homework.
The rest of my questions are the law itself.
Okay.
It's not asking questions that if whoever wrote the law, I don't even know who wrote the law. So whoever wrote the law.
Can we ask him tonight?
I can tell you who wrote it. I call him Foghorn Leghorn, but what was his name? Because I can never remember his name, so I called him that. Yeah, who was the
Chapman?
Chapman. What's his first?
Langdon.
I can never remember his name, so I always call him Foghorn Leghorn.
Were you speaking to the microphone?
Oh, jeez, I forgot. I can never remember his name. Langdon.
If you want to go through these tonight? I'm here. I'm prepared to go tonight.
He was looking at me like it was an inside joke.
I came prepared for the meeting tonight to discuss the law.
Okay. If you want to do some, let's.
It's okay by us.
Start in the beginning.
Let's go. I'm going to have to leave at some point. Want to do the resolutions first?
Okay. Then let's do the resolutions. Do we need the detective sergeant here to answer those questions?
He should say yes.
Yeah. Well, then I don't want to.
Yeah, we were trying to do it.
That's fine.
Okay.
Well, let's go over Don's questions first, and then
let's go. In the beginning.
God created the heavens and the earth.
In 6 days.
Sorry.
On the seventh day, watch football.
Let's go to I want to go to definitions on false alarm. Where's definitions?
First page.
First page.
118-3.
I got another meeting I got.
I start with 118.
How many places are in this county offer that service? I know there's Safeco.
Rest assured.
How do you define
like national places that have local? You know what I mean?
Where are we?
Sloan and Shield.
Yeah,
if it doesn't.
At least I'd say
Bob's Home Security.
There's a lot of dial-ups, and there's also a lot of audibles that the people.
Where's the one that says?
Just an audible alarm that's not hooked
false
up to any
alarm.
Company.
Protection one.
Right. If we go to page 2 under false alarm, which is the next to last paragraph.
Okay.
False alarm shall mean an automated action which emanates from the alarm system in the structure and causes a call or signal to come into an Ulster County Sheriff's dispatch where the person therein contacts law enforcement or emergency services dispatches law enforcement emergency dispatches services to such structure. Whether law enforcement personnel, emergency services personnel actually arrive at such structure or not, without any actual emergency existing at the structure. We have many phones, many central station alarms that operate by phones. And once your phone is out, it's an automatic call. It's a limb hitting it, that's bad weather hitting it. So that every time in the state, in the county of Ulster, that a phone call is out and you have a central station alarm, they contact you that there's a problem. And you go out, and that's considered a false alarm, where the owner has absolutely nothing to do with the weather. So now we're counting that against that person in this law.
I don't know if it was addressed in this draft, because I had nothing to do with the drafting of this law.
I only see.
I only put forth the concept, the idea. What I do know is in many of the, and one of the things I put in my proposal every time I was here, was many of the towns, because I read almost all the ones that had the town ones, I read them. And they all have provisions in them we call them acts of God, forgiving, storm activations and things like that. Those were not counted against.
Well, that's right, but that's not what it says here.
Okay.
Well, there's more that does say there's an appeal process.
I'm getting into the appeal process. Okay. In the appeal process, you don't get to see a judge. In the appeal process, you go through a sheriff's appointed. Well, it could be an attorney, but you don't get to. If it's coming into your town, and I have another problem with that. That I you need to see a judge. The judge represents the character of the community in which they do their adjudication. That's not the case here. So, but I'm not going to go to that part just yet. I'm going to go by what a false alarm says, and if you want to run your hearing on that, we can do that and then address things like this because they're going to throw it out. It just doesn't make sense. And that's the problem with moving too fast.
Well, we're not moving too fast. We started this 2 years ago.
Well,
more than 2 years
right now
ago.
I've got a proposal like that somebody's willing to put through to a hearing that on my first the first thing I look at, I just don't see is right.
Okay, so how would you like to word that? We'll do it just the way we did it the other night.
Dog tethering law wasn't right, and you had last month. No, hold on.
Otherwise,
we fixed it.
But we're going.
Right, so we're tell us.
Well,
how
let's
you'd
go
like
through all of them and see if we can fix them.
Okay, so let's put a question mark there. Let's go next.
I'm not saying we're not going to go through it, but this, that's question number one.
And how would you like to?
Well, I'm not going to get into solutions at the moment. Because that's a harder thing to deal with. But let's take a look at some of the problems.
Let me ask you this. How does Woodstock handle that?
I don't know how Woodstock handles that at this
point. I'll print out. I got their law. I can print it out.
But the second part of it is there's a law in Woodstock, and you're going to be able to go in front of a judge or required to go in front of a judge. And I understand why there's. I understand the district attorney's position on this and what the options are and what you can and can't do. I got it. I really do understand it. And well, that's one of the problems of not being able to get in front of a judge.
Let me ask you a question.
But when a judge takes a look at that, they can throw it right out. Somebody else may not.
But
so when you want somebody that's accountable to the people in that community, you go in front of a judge. If you go in front of an administration. They come in from wherever, and they may say, I'm following the law. Right.
I think Esopus is the zoning enforcement officer.
Right, you don't go before a judge in right. Esopus.
Well, so, that's okay, hold on. So let's go to the false alarm. We go to page 4B, reporting of a false alarm. When a law enforcement employed by the County of Ulster is dispatched to what he or she ascertains to be a false alarm, such law enforcement employed by the County of Ulster shall, within 72 hours of being dispatched, report the same to his or her immediate supervisor of the Ulster County Sheriff's Department. So, they ascertain if it's a false alarm. So when you show up in the tree branch...
It could be a mile away.
But
it could be around the corner. It doesn't have to be at your house. You're just not getting phone service. When they come and they look, and I have a central station alarm. I know about this stuff. Some of it, anyway. And you go there and you check the doors, there's no dogs, there's no lights on, there's no tire tracks anywhere, there's nothing about nothing, you call it a false alarm. So, and that may be two houses away, it may be a tree in the woods behind your house, it could be anything. So when you go there, you're calling it a false alarm unless you find reason not to. And in this case, false alarm is false alarm, you got a shot. And depending upon who hears this is how they categorize
right,
it.
Right, okay. All right, okay.
Sheriff, Detective Sergeant, when you go, when the power goes out in a town, do you get 16 or 17 or 20 false alarms?
Power doesn't have to be out in a town to knock down a phone line.
He makes a valid point. And like I said, I've only read this through once or twice.
I'd be fine with that an exemption for acts of God.
Right, and that...
Everybody gets two freebies to start with in the first place.
Well, then you have no false alarms that are real. If you're giving two false alarms that is your fault, and you're giving, say, well, give me two freebies, the third one you're caught. I got that. There's not a problem with that. Now, I'm not trying to stop the problem. What I'm trying to say is how to make it work. And with other things. But I have a problem with not having a judge. I think a judge is important. Because it reflects the spirit of the community.
In other words, you want to have a way to appeal it.
Well, we get it to...
Wants to send it to the local justice courts.
Well, that...
To do what? To appeal it?
Well, not to appeal it necessarily, but to have your day in court.
Okay, so how... Okay, so...
And you can't do it, and I understand why
we're going to wrap it up in a few minutes, but let me ask you a question.
We're going to wrap it up in a few minutes.
Yeah,
it's not
because
going
we're not going in, we're not going to go anywhere.
Well, that's just one out of many.
Okay, so in Ellenville, you go before Judge Parker.
Right.
He says... I find you guilty. I fine you $500. It's your 29th occurrence. Okay, I want my day in court. So where are you going?
Isn't that your day in court? You got
no,
a judge.
No, he found you guilty. Now you want to appeal. So who
will you go through? You go through any appeal. You would go to a court. Any court.
So where
would you? Any justice? Any town justice? How would you appeal it?
Well, that's my point. You want a judge. So I went before the village judge.
Right.
Okay. He found you guilty.
Right.
So what are you going to appeal it to the same village judge?
What do you appeal anything to any village judge, any town judge?
No, I think what you're getting at is you'd appeal it to the county court.
Okay, well
that would be your next.
Well, then that would be it.
Okay, but that's my question. You say you want a judge. So what judge do you want?
Want the judge in the community in which the problem occurred?
It's a ticket. It's like any other ticket, I would think. If you get a speeding ticket or you get a
well, that's what you're going for.
Wait.
Sorry.
You get a ticket, and they write it up. You either mail it in that you're guilty, or you go to court and you say, I'm not guilty. Oh, wait, let me finish. Because I understand what you're saying, but I'm getting a little bit lost on why we're going to that extent. So now
I can explain to your wife.
Then you go to court and you say, okay, I'm going to plead not guilty. Okay, so then
you
that's your appeal. Then you set up a court date.
For trial.
And you're either found guilty or you're found innocent.
The answer to your question is, you go to on a speeding ticket, you go to court, you say, I'm not guilty, you go to trial. You're right. Found guilty by the judge. I says, no, you were speeding yesterday, and you still want to appeal. Your appeal is at the county court level. That's your next
My understanding court. Is
that's the answer to your question.
Okay.
But you're asking the wrong question. I know what you're getting at, Pete. Let me help you here. Because I've been through this trying to understand the process as to why this is here. And this is here because it's not being prosecuted. For whatever the reasons are, it's not some people may not want to prosecute this. They may not want to prosecute it in town court. The people that could and maybe should.
Well, I think it's here because there's an issue. Now, the reason it's taking two years is because there are people that don't want to deal with it. And now we're looking at actually coming up with some sort of way of addressing the issue. But to me, it's like a traffic ticket. You get a traffic ticket, and
I would be happy to have that happen. Because that stops most of my concerns.
All right.
But what I've been told is that there's a problem getting it prosecuted.
Well, if you make it local law, that's the local law. Who's going to have a problem prosecuting it?
Local laws a different thing.
If you go ahead.
Look, okay. We made a local law to do.
Somebody's got to prosecute.
2 months ago, that
that's
kind
okay.
of absurd. It was a policy issue.
This local law sets up. The due process is with an administrative hearing officer, as has been many local laws that have been passed by the county, including the calorie counting law and the smoking ban, and an inordinate amount of other local laws that have it set up as an administrative hearing officer so as not to gum up the justice courts with all of these local laws that the county is passing. Most of the administrative hearing officers throughout, you know, all of our local laws have been Lou Klein. Lou Klein has served as administrative hearing officer for the Clean Indoor Air Act when the county had it before the state made it, and for the smoking ban, and all kinds. It sets up an administrative hearing officer so as not to send 100, you know, 100 false alarms to...
Whatever, I don't care what you call. You call the hearing officer, a judge, a Jake, I don't care what you want to call. I think we understand what you're getting at. You want to be able to go to a go if you find yourself in violation of this local ordinance or law or whatever, you want the process set up that allows them to go before somebody, and if they feel that they're not guilty,
what we have directed in here
and
is
then
to
it goes
allow
to another.
To be the person I don't agree with. That's number one, but it goes further than that. That's just the start of the slide. The second.
All right. Well, do it quick because we're going to wrap
up.
Okay.
Well,
here's what we're going to do.
First of all, how you pay your fine in this. It gets put on your tax bill. You don't pay the fine. It goes on your tax bill. If you don't pay the fine, it'll go on your tax bill. And there are issues with the charter.
Well,
there are issues upon issues that really are going to develop in here.
I do.
And if we don't, well, that's what this calls
because
for.
If you're selling your property, guess what?
Yeah, but you know, then we did. Can anybody in here tell me, does that.
Your fines.
Does anybody here know for sure that that doesn't go against the county tax cap?
I don't, but how many people are not going to pay their fine and have it assessed in their tax bill?
Well, that's
$100, $200?
It's the same as not paying your water bill.
Well, you'll pay your tax bill if you don't get to it. But what is that going to. You know, this thing gets. There's another thing in here that the monies. That get paid from the fine go into the sheriff's department.
Made payable to the commissioner of finance.
But where does it? What
that's
did I read?
Under,
maybe I read
state.
Something else. I'm sorry. Maybe where am I?
Such statement shall be mailed within 30 days.
C says they pay the sheriff. If they don't pay the sheriff, it goes unpaid. It goes in your tax.
It's the very last.
It goes into a fund, I believe. From
it's
the
very last
department.
On page 5. Article G, dedicated fund, shall be paid to be deposited by the Commissioner of Finance to a dedicated account and utilized by the Sheriff of the county pursuant to reduce crime in the County of Ulster.
I understand. Now, the monies in the sheriff's department, not by me, by the way, have been discussed and get moved into the general.
I'll save you the trouble right now. You can take G out.
Well,
that'll be the end of that. I don't care about that.
We got a guy making a hearing on what's here.
Right, but I'm not worried about making money over this. I'm worried about getting this accomplished. So take G out.
All right. Yeah, but everyone we go at,
let's do
this. We're going to change. Okay.
But
so why don't we get it right before we start?
Here's what
That's what I said last month about the dog law, and we didn't get it right before we passed it, and we just fixed it the other day. We're going to have the public hearing and then have to have another one.
Okay, here's what we do. You have a copy of the law.
I guess maybe you weren't thinking last week when you said it.
I didn't bring it up to have everybody come here and do it.
Okay. You have a copy of the law. What you see is wrong. Make a note.
Can I see the
and a possible solution that might work for you. And then if you want to have another meeting before the end of the month, we can to go over some of those things, see what we can take out, how we can correct it. And then by then, perhaps our meeting in November, we can come to a consensus where we could then bring it for a public hearing.
With all due respect, Mr. Chairman, I don't want to get locked into a time frame on something that has been...
I'm saying if we can come to a consensus, go from there. If we don't, we'll talk about it in December. If we got to talk about it in January, we'll talk about it.
I just want to be under a time frame. I want to give it due diligence and due speed.
Right. Can we have a date, though, when we're going to get the notes and possible solutions so we can
work on it? You've heard some of my questions tonight.
So if you can email that to us.
This thing, there's no more to hear tonight. I'll bring the next ones up at next time.
We're taking out G.
And others develop other problems.
Yeah, take it out. I'm not looking to make money.
And I'm not here to try and cause my problems. I'm trying to find a solution.
G's out.
But I don't know. I won't use the name of the person that put this together.
It's such a shepherd.
Yes, but this, as far as I know, nobody contacted a professional in the business. Because the last time, one of the times back I did, and we're going to have them come in and talk about why the problems happened to begin with.
You're talking about an alarm company person?
Yep.
In all fairness, they have a vested interest in us not doing anything.
But I don't know.
So
I would think they do.
Let's put things in writing. Through Jay,
I've had one since 1985, and I've never had a false alarm.
If you want to have another meeting at the end of the month, we can. Let's look at it. Let's think about it. We can talk in caucus, before caucus next week or before the meeting. And if you want to have a special meeting, that's fine with me. Okay, but
you know what?
What you see that you think is wrong, but also a potential solution.
I think part of the solution for me is going to... I'm sorry.
That's okay. I was just going to say, Chairman, if you could maybe put, for the sheriff's sake, everybody should get it by Thursday to Jay, so that she has time to send it to the sheriff by the end of the week.
Not this week, but let's do next week.
That
gives everybody a week or so.
I'll have your stuff to you by
and
the end
then we
of
can
week.
Look at it.
Can I just
discussion with Paul? And I don't know if you want to do this, but Paul's going to reach out to them, I'm glad. But, the reason this has not gone anywhere because it has never grown legs. It has never gotten the support that you wanted to get. Because when they read about it, that people see it, businesses see it, and they automatically assume that they're going to be reaching in their pocket. Have we thought about maybe getting somebody from the Chamber of Commerce to sit in here and be on board to see if they... would take it back to some of their members to make suggestions so that we can get legs and we can move it.
Well, I think I don't want a member of the Chamber of Commerce in here when we can't even decide what today's date is.
Well, I understand it, but we bring people in all the time to talk about things that we're doing.
And
if it's going to affect them.
And there's other things. I know the school in Ellenville, they had the alarm go off like 10 or 15 times over the summer because as they were cleaning floors, the dust was creating an alarm. Now, the fire chief is calling it in as an unfounded alarm. I don't know if they classify that as a false alarm. But those are a lot of the things that are going to come to light. But until we can get our stuff together, that's why I say, look at what you see is wrong, possible solution, let's meet again, when we're okay with it, we'll move it on. But
in developing that, why not have somebody it's going to affect who could go back to they have access to all their members.
I'll reach out.
People in all the time to get opinions that when it affects them.
I'll reach out to them. Tomorrow.
Who's ever sponsoring this here? The law. They're going through the legislature. The first thing I would say is they're going to go to the executive's office and say, are you going to put it on the tax bill? Number one. Has anybody done that? The law calls for that to happen. I don't think anybody's done it here.
Well, if the law makes it happen, can he say no?
I don't know.
No.
Do you want? I don't know what he can say, and I don't want to hear it from an attorney as to the separation of powers, and perhaps you're right. I want to make sure we're right before we go
through. So those are one of the questions. If you get it to me, I will ask them specifically.
But anybody reading this ought to have those questions. I'm not smarter than anybody else in this room. I'm reading it, and I'm seeing what I'm seeing. I don't know who's read it and who hasn't read it.
Right, Don, but what I'm saying is if you get us those questions and or a possible solution at the public hearings when any other questions will come out or when it goes to whatever the next committee is.
I don't think putting the deadline on having... I think this needs to develop, no matter who reads this thing.
Okay.
Coming in here, there's going to be questions. There's going to be questions after the questions.
Read it.
So I don't want to be getting all of the... Most people can look at this thing and see where the problems are if you really look at it from that standpoint. Sure, it'll solve the problem. That's not that's fine. But from what my perspective is, I've got to give you all the tools you need that I can give you in order to do the job you need to do. But at the same token, the people that I represent, they have to have somebody sitting on their side saying this is being done fairly and that you agree with the way it's happening, and we put you in there, and if we don't like what you do, you're out.
And I think this was tailored after a couple laws locally, and I don't think anybody's jumping out of the courtroom windows because they think they're being treated unfairly. So we can nitpick it to death. But
in my area,
they go into the
court. None of this applies.
Okay.
This is something that's in no other town law, period.
It's not necessarily true. We're moving on.
There's nothing going in about taxing or anything else.
Okay, moving on. 352. Confirming reappointment of a member of the Traffic Safety Board.
Thank you.
I have that one.
See you next time. Thanks.
Okay.
The year after that.
Motion to approve, George Godwin.
So
second?
I'll second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, today's date is a 6.
All day.
Also, a motion to approve the minutes of September 8th.
Second,
Ken. Any discussion on them?
Yes.
Mary Beth, just for the record, did not sign, but she was not here. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, opposed?
Chairman,
okay.
Yes. Did you want to take 356?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I will. Thank you. 356.
You mean you don't want to sit here and miss those fucking lines?
Well, I got to stay the whole time.
Yeah, but you like working at work, too. So
we're in your house.
I got no life.
Okay. Resolution 356, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the Stop DWI Crackdown High Visibility Enforcement Program, pending 2014 Ulster County Budget, Department of Probation, Division of Stop DWI. Motion to
I'll move it.
Move it.
I'll second.
Ken, Don. Ken, second.
Sure.
Discussion? This is just like, yes, or money. This is good. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So moved.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. Have a great night.
Sorry, I would have done that. I apologize for it. 353, confirming appointment of member of the Traffic Safety Board.
Move it.
I'll move it.
Second.
Peter. Kenny, second. A discussion on it?
George Goodwin works for me. I don't know if that makes
this
a difference.
This is James.
Works for you, right?
Yeah, there's a couple.
This is James B. Grammalita.
Right. Isn't there a flip the page over? Isn't there?
No, we did.
Oh, you did.
357. All in favor?
I thought they were all on the same
one. Opposed? Okay, so moved.
Thank you. Magi works for Ulster. Or no, sorry.
How do you get these names?
354.
County executive system.
County executive. 354, it originally was a request for withdrawal, and that request for withdrawal was withdrawn.
The request for withdrawal was withdrawn?
Yes. Yeah, they thought there might be a conflict, but there wasn't. So that person is in. So
we'll see if the withdrawn gets withdrawn.
Anyway, motion to approve.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you. 355, appropriating funds from district attorney forfeiture account, amending the Ulster County budget of 2014, district attorney's office. We did reach out to the district attorney's office, and they advised us that they they would be reaching out, would be emailing us.
They haven't yet?
Yep, they would be. They didn't quite say when. So,
well,
if you want to move it, fine. If not, I understand. We'll
we've been called foolish in the past by Ways and Means for passing these things through by, you know, without, you know, again, this is stuff that they're going to, I want to say on record, this is stuff that they're going to be buying without using tax dollars. And every single time, Ways and Means busts Holly's chops about it. Every single time.
And
I'm comfortable knowing that we're not buying something with tax dollars, but if we'd like to hold off and then have a special meeting at the first caucus night, we could do that.
And it says, hi, Jay, Bill Wassup will be, Bill Wassup will be emailing you and did not. I'll take your lead with it. You want to wait?
You should have.
Yeah.
I got a question for you.
Okay, yeah. We'll wait. Very good. And
am I right? They bust his chops every single time.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
That may be, you may be right, but the bottom line is they said they were going to do it and they didn't follow through.
Right, because I will tell you, Jay reaches out to everybody when they're involved like that, hence why probation was here. So, okay. 357, authorizing the appropriation of funds from Saugerties Summer Festival Revenue Account for reimbursement of expenses amending the 2014 Ulster County Budget, Ulster County Sheriff's Department.
I got a question before we...
Let's move it first.
I'll move it.
Okay, Ken's done. Okay, discussion.
I think I know the answer, but they put money... They know how much money we're going to charge them to police the whole process, right?
Beforehand, yes.
Beforehand.
Yes.
And so they're just... The agreement that was made between you and them, that this is just fulfilling...
Between the county attorney's office.
Or whoever.
We gave the attorney's office our figures.
Right.
They dealt with the company, and they got the check prior to the conference.
So it's just a pro forma. Everybody knew from
it. And it's all attached. It's part of the resume.
I haven't looked at it, but I just wanted to...
Is it like putting an escrow and then whatever we need we use, or...?
I'm assuming that's what it was. I talked to Clint Johnson a week before the concert. He said... The check covering our expenses was there.
Okay, great.
So where they put it, I don't know. Okay. All
right.
And actually, our bill was more than that. But when we broke it down, we asked for $97,000, which they gave us a check for $97,000. But when we added it all up, when it was said and done, we were able to cut back. So we only, that's what we're asking back for what we actually spent.
Okay. So as long as everybody's on board together. And it's
Saugerties got theirs, the state police got theirs, and that's whoever else all got theirs.
Even after the rainstorm.
Yeah.
Yep. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay.
Cool. 358, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for overtime reimbursement, Ulster County Sheriff's Department. It's $2,600 to change additional money. Mary Beth, second?
Oh, second.
Peter? Other discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you. Okay. 368. We can't adopt this law because we haven't had the public hearing yet. So really, 368 needs to hold.
Yeah, and I'm telling you right now. If I could update the committee on it. I was on a conference call on Friday with Ken Wishnick, Brian Shapiro, Cappy, Sue Plonsky, and Eric Guerin, and Ken Fennell was in the background somewhere. We made some significant changes, many of which I brought up here at this committee meeting and was rebuffed. I think it's going to need to go to a second public hearing, which is why I didn't want to do the public hearing in the first place. But
okay.
It is what it is. And everything was agreed to by Mr. Wishnick.
That's pro forma.
All right. 371, establishing the Ulster County Coalition Against Narcotics.
So moved.
Second.
Second, Ken. Other discussion on it? If not, all in favor?
I have a question. Sorry. Jay, you'd know better than I, and I don't remember if I asked this earlier. Is John happy with this?
He's going to sign on as sponsor.
Okay, good. I want to make sure. Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We have the sheriff's report. You guys are doing great. Phone revenue is up.
We're right on.
Yeah, that was really good. Anything else?
I just have a quick question, just to go back to 371 real quick. Okay, they're appointed by the chairman. And I'm looking at it, but I don't see it. Does the legislature ratify that? those members? What if we decide as a legislature we don't want an individual on there? We don't have a choice.
I don't know. I don't have it in front of me, so.
I'm just saying.
The 15 members shall be appointed by the chair. The coalition members shall include elected officials, law enforcement, members of the DA's office, members of the mental health community, school officials, members of local fire department, CMS, medical staff, members of drug treatment community, yeah. Concerned members of the general public.
But
we could rescind the local. But we
you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that if we're creating this, shouldn't we have, as a legislature, have something to say about who sits on it?
Well, I think the chairman would entertain suggestions.
Well, who's entitled to appoint?
Chairman.
It just says chairman is one of the
appointments. Does that have to be confirmed by the legislature?
No.
So then he just picks who he wants?
That's my point.
Oh, okay. Well, he can.
I'm saying, for whatever reason, there's somebody that gets picked, and the majority members of the legislature.
Like Paul Fowler is going to be committee?
Well, I don't want to. But you're right.
It's a good example.
You should be careful because you're sitting next to him on the committee. But
we're going to make sure you're the one taking the notes.
He's very against Trump.
You're going to be the secretary.
He's told us many times.
But you know what I'm saying. I just think that if we're creating something, then we're basically just washing our hands of it afterwards and saying, go do what you want.
Well, that's come before in other ways, too. It's a matter of if you think you want to discuss it, you know, if anybody wants to discuss it, we should ask John to talk about it in caucus.
I don't want to say, I'm talking about the position, not the person.
I understand.
And I don't want, you know, because it could be down the road, it could be somebody totally different. Mm-hmm. I don't care who it is. I think that if we're going to create something, then the legislature should have some say in who sits on it.
Is that in the charter, the administrative code?
How does it
get developed this way?
We're creating it right now.
We're creating it.
This has nothing to do with the code. There's nothing in the charter that says, well...
So you would think the legislature?
Well, I would like to ratify it, or if the legislature decides that somebody should not be on it, or somebody else should be on it who's better suited, and the majority of the members decide that, yeah, well, we'd rather do this, well, then there should be some sort of...
check and balance.
I think it process that gives us an opportunity to put somebody on.
I agree.
That would mean confirmed by majority vote in the legislature.
This still has to be another committee.
Yeah, and how about if we, let's see if there's other committees that are appointed solely by the chairman as well. And then if there are.
I'm just saying.
No, I'm saying, but if there are, then if we have, you know, we have the concern once, we should have it every time.
Right.
Much like if somebody didn't show up from the DA's office, we're not going to pass that.
We're
going to look at that bill. So, I mean, I don't know.
I have no problem with that.
Well, what committee did Mary Worrell have last time? There were supposed to be, like, all different people from all different walks of life on the committee. What did we do
that
last
time?
That was
the Health and Safe, public or Public Safety Committee.
That was the
committee.
Public Safety Advisory Committee, which I believe was appointed by the chairman.
Yeah, but, so let's see.
Jesus, it'd be fine. Could you do that?
Sure.
Okay.
You know, I just think
there's quite a few committees, but
let's see what they are, and then let's start looking at that. I mean, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to pass it until we decide.
If you want to rescind your motion and
the point of the matter is if it's serious in this group or any group to have it confirmed by the and I'm not saying one way or the other. But if that's what we're going to do, then you can't pass this now and then do that later.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So you want to rescind the motion and wait?
Why wouldn't we just pass it now and then have a conversation with the sponsors and with John? Because we can't amend it without the sponsor's consent. So
if you pass it tonight, it can go to the floor without any changes.
If he chooses,
he could just add that one part.
If he chooses to, but we pass it and it gets passed, and it goes. Even if he doesn't, it still goes to the floor.
Well,
what's your flavor? I mean, we passed it, but if we want to rescind it, bring it back
tonight,
wait,
you either rescind it to tonight or it goes
and,
to the floor
until you're comfortable with it. Jay mentioned like Human Rights Commission might be appointed by the chairman. I mean, are we okay with that? I mean, if we're okay with that, then...
Climate Smart Committee.
Then why are we okay with it? Not okay with this?
I'm just saying, let's be consistent.
Yeah, I agree. Do you want to rescind and see what we find out or think about it?
What happens if we... I don't know. That's a... You know, I understand we want to get things accomplished, but that's a pretty big discussion. as to you're looking at the chairman who's got right now has appointment powers, and you're saying, okay, maybe we ought to add confirmed to it. That transcends the issue of the day into something bigger, and I'm not comfortable making that kind of on the back of the envelope on the car type of thing when we ought to really be thinking about what we're doing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do you want to rescind the motion and then talk about it in caucus and well, see? I mean, is there another? I mean, in one sense, you would say, okay, you're against narcotics. This is like a no-brainer. But if there's ABC committee that the committee, you know, the chairman just approves and goes through, and well, we don't think about that, well, then why don't we care about that? If we care about this, why don't we care about that?
Well, to me, it's like you're right, and maybe we should have cared about that before we did it.
Right.
Well, I don't want to be holding.
I'll be the first to admit. Hey, look, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. So I made a mistake. I wish I had said it then.
What do you want to? So what do you want to do? You want to rescind it and talk
well, there's
about
another
it?
Thing. There's another issue that may have an application. He's appointed. I believe John's appointed to different commissions over the year. That this is not the first time it's happened. Is
yeah,
that
we
true?
Said that.
Right. Yeah. So there would be no harm in moving this forward, and if we want to have that discussion about where should we go, this would have no impact and everything would move along, and then we would have that discussion to see where that discussion goes.
You lost me on that one.
Well, if we pass this tonight, it's out here to be passed. So if we pass this tonight, it would have no impact on future appointments by the chairman, because there have been appointments already made by the chairman. So what's the difference about another one?
So take it as a lesson learned, and then
and then now we'll address it for the next one. You know,
what's your flavor?
I mean, the chairman has already been meeting with this committee,
right?
And this just formalizes it.
Well, okay, you know, I can say let's move it. I can move it forward, but if Peter's idea is you want to let's talk about appointments and approvals or ratifications or whatever we want to call it. By the legislature, we can still do that too.
All right. So we've already moved this forward. We voted on it. We've approved this. We want to move it forward.
So whatever the committee wants.
Okay,
I'll go
but
with the committee.
Let's look
I
at
think,
future
you know,
ones.
I would say move this forward.
Okay.
Let's make that work.
We could do a charter amendment. We could do a rules change saying that the legislature shall have the appointment power on all committees.
Well, let's take. I don't want to say let's take our time because that's not really what I mean. But let's do due diligence and really have a real discussion about it and not say there's somebody waiting in the wings here for you to make a decision like in 10 minutes.
That's fine.
Okay. We'll just move it
so
forward.
We're going to move this one forward.
I'm just spewing options.
But future ones, we're going to...
Well, we'll talk about the issue.
Okay.
All right. Fine.
Okay. All right. So we go to the sheriff's report. Anything else besides your numbers? Or
I didn't. No, nothing for me.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Yeah, we had a first and a second and moved it.
Moved and seconded, signed.
Yeah.
That's all of it.
Don't worry, eventually the medication kicks in and you'll come back.
Kenny? Yep.
Sheriff, just a question to you. Are you content with where your budget ended up in Mike's budget?
Well, I'm 95% content.
Okay.
But, you know, until it's a done deal and it's signed, then I'll be 100%.
Yeah, so, you know,
all right,
I guess.
Because he had said that he sat down with you and your folks and came to some sort of an agreement. So.
Yeah, we did, and the only complaint I have is there's still not enough meetings during the budget process.
Agreed.
Yeah. So, you know, I bitch about that or complain about that.
You can bitch
every year.
Okay.
And this year,
Foghorn Langhorn.
Yeah. I can never remember his name. Langdon's
so,
name.
So it's okay. Jeanette just calls him Landon. So yeah. Landon or Langston. Yeah.
Scam of poems.
So yes, I'm happy with everything. I think he did a good job.
Okay. Thanks, Paul.
Any new business?
Paul. I say Paul.
Yeah.
Any new business?
Motion, will you adjourn?
Did I get
the
tethering thing?
I did already.
Yeah, you did. Oh. Second on the motion to adjourn? Done. Any second discussion on that? Okay. We'll see everybody next week. All right.